God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ernest Maddox of the Point of Light Christian Center and Dr. E. Maddox Ministries. We welcome you from around the world to this broadcast relative and pertinent to the Word of God. We encourage you to call a friend and have them to call in at 646-716-8530 so they can listen on their phones, or go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Maddox. That's DrMaddox. We are here every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to go to the bookstore, the ministry bookstore, www.DrEMaddox.org. We have a blessing there for you, all kinds of training materials, videos, MP3s that you can benefit from relative to the Word of God. There are three books that we have now: Impact of a Deliverance Prayer, Apostolic Manifesto, and Weapons of Our Warfare. Now, for a period of time, if you purchase Apostolic Manifesto and Weapons of Our Warfare, the book Impact of a Deliverance Prayer will be given free of charge. So I would encourage you to go to the website right now. You can reach us at Dr. E. Maddox Ministry via phone at 248-796-8523, the Point of Light Christian Center, 248-423-9289. We just want to take a moment to ask God to bless us as we move into the Word of God. I know that you will be blessed. So our great Father in heaven, we thank you now for the word that you are about to deliver over these airwaves. All of you be blessed, be delivered, and be empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. Now we will bring that word of God to you.
Might as well put your hands together. Put them together, come on.
Joy in my soul, God is in control. praise the Lord. I'm Apostle Dr. Ernest Maddox, and this is the Spiritual PowerPoint Broadcast. It is indeed a blessing to be able to come to your homes around the world with the Word of God. I'm talking about Elohim, the one and only Creator God, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and promulgator and implementator and presenter, creator and director and sender of the Holy Spirit, that God. I want you to get your Bible, the Holy Bible. Call a friend, get something to write with. In between calling that friend, get your Bible out. Make sure you invite a neighbor. Call all of your relatives. Amen. Because God is going to bless us in a word from heaven because of his Son who died for all of us. Doesn't matter what your tradition or your current religion is. You come under the blood of Christ. And once you know that and receive it, then it can take effect and have effect on you, amen, to change you from where you may be currently in your distance away from Jesus Christ into a close relationship. Let's go before the throne of God now in prayer, asking his blessing on all that will occur relative to his message during this broadcast. Our Father in heaven, we are so thankful. We're thankful for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his shed blood. We're thankful for your revelation knowledge. Bless us all now. Those of us who know you, those of us who don't know you, and those who think they don't want to know you, if they're listening now, Lord, touch them so they will know your power. So we thank you in advance for a blessing on the hearing as well as the speaking. In that one and only name in which we can be saved, that is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, welcome again to the Spiritual PowerPoint Broadcast. I'm Apostle Dr. Ernest Maddox. I am here to serve you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For those of you who don't know who Christ is, and you are just turning through the channels on your satellite, whether it's television, or you may even be just getting an audio production of this program, it is for a divine purpose that you are hearing this now. Just simply ask Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life. Lord and Jesus, Jesus the Savior, Christ who died for you, just simply say, come into my life. Help me to understand what it is that I was created to do, clear the fog from my mind, and give me clarity. Look, we're going to be talking today about Satan, the defeated foe. You know, Satan is an adversary of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is an adversary of the Elohim regime, which is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I'm not really talking about some kind of trinity, which Trinity is just three, but I'm talking about a triune God, a God who operates in many facets with three different compositions, just like you would in an egg, which is yolk, shell, and egg white, amen, water, which is ice, liquid, and hot ice, which produces steam. So it's a God who functions in three different levels with three separate identities, but operating from one. Satan is that God's sworn enemy, and he puts himself off as a God. Many of us, without knowing, are under the sway of a defeated foe. Amen. In Luke, the 10th chapter, beginning in verse 17, when the disciples were coming back, and I'm not going to turn there, I'm just going to paraphrase it. Again, that's Luke 10:17. And it basically says this. Christ was dealing with the disciples, and they were coming back from missionary work, evangelistic work. And they said, even the devils, the demons are subject to us by your name or because of your name. And Christ said, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. And he proceeded to say that I give you power over all that Satan will ever do because he's a defeated foe. You need to understand that in Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, it talks about Lucifer, who became Satan because he rebelled and how he was defeated and he remains defeated. Amen? You need to understand that even in Matthew 4, Christ defeated him in the flesh as a representative of God so that all of mankind would be free from his antics and have an option to choose to take the initial dominion that God gave Adam in Genesis. That's why Christ is called the second Adam in 1 Corinthians 15 or the last Adam. But let's look at the text in Revelations, the 12th chapter, because you need to know that Satan, especially those of you who are Christians, who understand the battle between good and evil, the battle that we wage, because the battle has already been won by Christ, we just simply need to take victory and dominion and move into an overcoming state because the enemy has already been put under our feet. But let's look at Revelations, the 12th chapter, beginning in verse 1. Amen? It says, now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and in her head was a garland of 12 stars. Amen? And then being with child, she was also with child, she cried out in labor and in pain and gave birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having seven heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his head. Now, this is a representation of Satan and the nations that he's going to be in league with and the church that he's going to be in league with relative to those nations. But that's another message. What I want to move down to is in verse 9, it says, so the great dragon was cast out of heaven. In verse 7, it says, and war broke out. Now, there's a woman having a child. There's a great dragon waiting to do something. That's also, metaphorically speaking, about Christ and the great effort Satan went through and to destroy him without success. But now we're moving in and out of time. We're actually, God is speaking out of eternity, things that will happen when he spoke to John almost 2,000 years ago, indicating and reaffirming Satan's defeat. So again, in verse 7, it says, and war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. Again, it's talking about a time that Satan may attempt to try to take over the throne of heaven, and he's going to find himself defeated, redefeated, or reenactment. This also is representation of what could have happened prior to what we understand in Genesis, the first chapter, during the time from that time to this, and a time yet to come. The fact is that he is a defeated foe. And it says here, and they did not prevail. Satan and his angels did not prevail. And there was no place found for them in heaven any longer. And as we move on to verse 9, it says, so the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So we need to recognize that Satan is a defeated foe, and the third of the angels, according to the text, his tail took a third of the stars with him when he rebelled. Stars are also a representation or a statement that refers to angels. and they were all cast out and defeated. Now, of course, a defeated foe will always try to get even with family members. We belong to the family of God, whether you acknowledge God or not. Now, if you don't know God, and somehow through trickery, through other religious beliefs that are not connected to the one and only true God, the one and only true way to get to heaven or to get to salvation, then you are under the influence of Satan and his fallen angels, deceived, possibly, but some worship him openly, but he is defeated, and he uses trickery, manipulation, he uses sleight of hand, and everything else at his disposal to get you to believe that he still has influence and power, and he has somehow defeated God. It is a lie, because we have the power from God to overcome him and his lies and to put him in his defeated position. Amen? You need to recognize that. Those of you who know God, those of you who are Christians and have known of the Word of God and have been in a battle with the enemy, maybe not understanding the totality of it, some of us, even those of us who know God, sometimes don't want to believe that there is a Satan. Well, in Luke 10:17, Christ saw him, so he must exist. And we in the Christian arena must recognize he does exist. He does have some power, but he's still defeated. And we need to exercise our knowledge of Jesus Christ and the weapons given to us through the understanding of his word that he is a defeated foe. Now let's move on. So it says here, then I heard a loud voice in verse 10 saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser of the brethren who accuse them, amen, before our God day and night has been cast down. So now there's an indication that the accuser of those who believe in the only one and true God, Elohim, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, his Son, the Holy Spirit being the helper, the comforter, and the one who reveals everything about the God regime, that now that enemy is coming for us, and that we have been given the strength to overcome him. Satan is a defeated foe. Let me repeat that again. Satan is a repeated foe, or a defeated foe. He's also a foe that repeats himself. Amen. God wants you to know that Satan is something that you can overcome. He's an issue that can be addressed. He's not a problem. He's an opportunity to exercise the power of God, as we have just read, and as I will read again for you. It says here in verse 10, Revelation 12, then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And we have power. We have strength. We have the ability. We have the understanding. We have Christ. We have the Father. We have the Holy Spirit. And we can defeat and overcome a defeated foe. Now, listen to this. And they overcame him. See, God didn't say you will overcome. He says, and they overcame him. You have overcome him. Amen? Because of the blood of the Lamb, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and by the word of their testimony, talking about God. That's what I'm doing now, given a testimony, because I know that the enemy is defeated in my life, that his deed is done. There's nothing he can accomplish in me. What are you saying, Apostle Maddox, that you can never make a mistake? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that when I am caught in a fault, then I have a Savior, a one who is a propitiation for sin for me and for you, that mediator, that advocator, that Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that allows me to come before, claim the blood, amen, and testify that the blood has cleansed me, and not loving this sin stained flesh and life, and that's how you will overcome, amen, the defeated foe. Satan is done. All we have to do now is for the angels to sing, amen, and they're already tuning up. Me, 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 me. They're already getting their notes together. It is a done deal. Satan has been defeated through the blood of Christ on the cross, and we can claim that victory. Now, some of you are saying, my God, this is intense. Who is this Jesus? Now, those of you who may be saying that, maybe those who have never heard the name, who have heard it in passing, and didn't realize that those who believe God can be so aggressive, proactive about what God can do in your life. Well, he can make you proactive also. Just simply say, Lord, Jesus Christ, come into my life. I want to know the God that Apostle Maddox is talking about. I want to know that God. I want to know the God that when the Pharisees heard him preach, they said, this man speaks with authority and power. Christ did not soft pedal who he was, is, and who we are to become. Because Satan is defeated, he cannot do anything that can destroy you and bring you into a second death. We have authority. And we have dominion through the blood of Jesus. I will say it again and again. Satan is a defeated foe. And we have the victory through the blood of Jesus, the word of our testimony, and not loving this life until death. In other words, not seeking pleasures that are anti-Christ pleasures, desires, edicts, traditions, doctrines, theologies, that are not within the context of the word of God, because this God is the only God that gave a son for your life. He took the life of his own son, using Satan, the defeated foe, as an instrument to work out his plan. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. You know, God is moving in you right now. Those of you who don't know Jesus, you just got a lightning strike. You just got a download. You just got an impact, an impulse. You just got an enlightenment. You just sensed something. You just became aware of something. Now you know that there's a power greater than you were ever aware of before. That was Jesus Christ who just moved into your life and began to manifest himself to you because you bothered to hear. You bothered to utter those words, Jesus, come into my life, and he did. You bothered to say, Satan is a defeated foe. Say it. Satan is a defeated foe. Even those of you who don't even know Christ, just say it. Satan is a defeated foe. Lord, come into my life and show me the magnificence of your victory. My brothers and sisters, you can go anywhere in the Word of God, and I'm talking about the Bible, what we may call the Christian Bible, and you can see the powerful love of God for his creation. And you can also see that when God makes a move, no one can stand in his way. If you read Revelations 21 and 22, you will see the end, the conclusion of this matter. But you need to know that in Revelations, the 12th chapter, you have a clear description, dialogue, explanation, whatever you want to call it, that outlines the defeated status of Satan, once called Lucifer, once was in the cherubim group called Michael, Gabriel, and Lucifer, rebelled, became a foe, and was defeated. As Christ said, I saw him fall from heaven like lightning. And again in Revelations 12, God reasserts his might over the universe and makes it very clear to Satan that his time is more than up. And his time has come to a conclusion, and that he is a defeated foe. Read these words again when you have an opportunity. Read them on your knees. Read Revelations, the 12th chapter, on your knees. Those of you who don't believe, ask the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to help you believe. I want you to remember that God loves you, and there's nothing in the universe that can keep you from his love. God bless you.